Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the 20th week after the Sunday of Trinity, Monday. Our scripture reading comes from Isaiah chapter 61, verses 10 through 11. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall exult in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation and has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself like a priest with a beautiful headdress, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth its sprouts, and as a garden causes what is sown in it to sprout up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to sprout up before all the nations. Our scripture lesson comes from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 22, verses 2 through 3. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a marriage feast for his son and sent his servants to call those who were invited to the marriage feast. The Lord Jesus Christ portrays the kingdom of heaven for us in this parable in a most loving and comforting manner. He tells us that in some respects there is a resemblance between what happens in the kingdom of heaven and at a royal marriage feast. At such a marriage feast, the king's son is given a bride, and it is a scene of the highest joy and splendor, with many being invited to share in the joy. Among all the parables in which God illustrates Christ's kingdom for us, this is a choice and lovely picture. Christianity, or the Christian estate, is called the marriage, or a marriage union, in which God himself chooses a church here on earth for his son, which he, on his part, receives to himself as his own bride. Here, by means of our own life experience, God wants to explain and indicate, as in a mirror, what we Christians have in Christ. Through the most common estate on this earth, that estate in which we were begotten, brought up, and lived ourselves, he preaches a daily sermon and exhorts us to remember and to think of this great mystery, as St. Paul calls it in Ephesians 5:32. St. Paul tells us that the union of a man and his wife in marriage, as ordained by God, should be for us an important, beautiful, and wonderful sign, and a comprehensible, though spiritual, picture which demonstrates and indicates something special, outstanding, and important, something hidden and incomprehensible to human reason, namely Christ and his church. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, our beloved Savior, you have assured us in so many ways of your unceasing love for us and have proved it in your suffering and death on the cross. Abide with us with all your love, now and forevermore. Amen. Visit ambassadorpublications.org to purchase the print edition of this devotional. The Luther for the Busy Man podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Visit lutherforthebusyman.org to receive each day's devotion in your inbox. And go to flbc.edu for the latest from the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary. Start here, go anywhere, grounded in God's Word.